Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. We update that every day just for you. Rick Matheson is with us. He's the author of The On-Demand Brand, and we're talking about social media as it is now becoming mature. You know, I predicted this, Rick, and you probably did too, 3-4 years ago when I said, you know, social media is not a craze, is not a fad, it's not going to go away, but it is a craze. Yeah. And I said, just like websites were a craze 12, 13, 14 years ago, I said, we went through all this crazy stuff with websites, and then finally websites became a tool, a utility, and an obligatory asset, right? Well,
right.
That's exactly the same evolutionary process that social media is going through. And so now a lot of people are talking about what's your online strategy, what is your online marketing strategy, and what's your traditional marketing strategy. And what I've said is that the day is going to come very soon when you won't ask either of those questions. You'll just talk about going to market, and one of those ways will be online. What do you think?
That's exactly right. I mean, Jim, we need to get past the point where we say there's old media and new media.
Right.
There's just media.
That's
and
right.
We need to discover the right channels and right messages to put forward to our particular audiences, no matter what those channels may be, social or traditional or what have you.
Now, there is something, though, that I think, and I wrote about this recently. In fact, I actually thanked Facebook for teaching small business owners about the concept of a user. They taught us what a user is. See, my definition is a user, a customer pays you money, a user pays you a visit.
Mm-hmm.
And users...
And sometimes they're the same person.
they become that, though. But they start out as paying you a visit, and then they become a customer. But that's the point, is the conversion. Yeah. What Facebook has helped us understand is that it's not automatic that you convert users into customers.
That's right.
And that's the conundrum that Facebook has right now. And
so many
of the things they're going through right now are the same things that small business owners need to pay attention to for themselves. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, we're talking about this advertising model, and in reality, I think that social media in general, and Facebook in particular, are going to have to figure out a way to monetize experiences and brand platforms versus paid advertising that's injected into people's news feeds or what have you.
Right.
You know, you look at small businesses. You know, there was a recent Rice University study that found that fans or users, visitors to a Facebook page of a mom-and-pop pizza store, found that fans came into the restaurant 80% more often than non-fans.
Hmm.
And spent 20% more money each time.
Ah.
It wasn't because they came across an ad from the mom-and-pop store on Facebook.
Right.
It's because they were visiting this page, having experiences related to this brand, a small business brand that they enjoyed, and the brand knew how to use Facebook by every now and then placing offers to their
shoppers. Right. Or at least, or making sure their menu was up there, or they were getting some kind of positive user-generated content or something that was helping them put a ding in branding for these people.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, you have to think about this. We've been through this before, and it's kind of a cautionary tale for Facebook. You know, just 5 years ago, 8 years ago, MySpace was the social media craze, and everyone was flocking to MySpace.
It was the original one, really.
Experiences, were not played up. It went away. I mean, it's kind of reemerging now, but Facebook doesn't want to find itself in that situation.
Well, it's probably going to some degree, and don't you think? I mean, as I've said before, see, back to the customer community thing, online customer communities. I believe that more and more businesses are going to big businesses and small businesses are going to be focusing more on that And I think they're going to wind up being, they're going to be individual platforms, customer community platforms that are going to be built. I think that they may cross-collateralize with Facebook, but I think more and more of us will have the ability to build community, not unlike a customer list, but only a more expanded and more robust customer list, more interactive customer list. But it'll be a community. See, right now, as you know, Rick, you could be shut out of Facebook. If Facebook goes down, you're out. If Facebook, right. If you get hacked, you're hacked. If Facebook right. goes out of business, all those people you've developed relationships with, you can't connect with them anymore. I don't want to have all my eggs in Facebook's basket. And that's right. the reason why I think more and more of us need to be thinking about having a little more control over our own online customer communities. What do you think?
Yes. In fact, you're starting to see that. Companies are starting to build their own communities within their own website that are social-enabled. Some of them are cross-integrated with Facebook, so you have those same right. experiences that you would have on Facebook on their web page. Mm-hmm. Others are standalone but have a Facebook-like experience. And it can be powerful, and if Facebook can figure out a way to capitalize on this through something other than advertising, I think
right.
it would be powerful.
Right.
They found that just recently, and Facebook put this out, so they must have some understanding of this, but they found that Amazon, fans of Amazon who go to the Amazon page on Facebook mm-hmm. spent twice as much as on Amazon as non-fans. And same with Target. Target, they found that fans that go to the Target Facebook
right.
page spend 19% more, are 19% more likely to purchase something from Target within a month following
right.
this exposure and following exposures to other fan messages about Target. So it's figuring out a way to tap into that.
Rick, I got to take a quick break. We're going to talk about, I want to talk about mobile when we come back. What does mobile have to do with all this? It has a lot to do with it, folks. I'm going to get Rick to weigh in on this. Rick, give us your website quickly, please.
Yes, it's rickmatheson.com, RickMatheson.com.
Check it out. Quick break, 10 tails. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.